from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anger.
Hey, John, this is Ray Didinger calling. I just wanted to check in and wish you a happy birthday and tell you what a pleasure it's been to work with you, both when we were doing those Friday night hits on Comcast Sportsnet, and later on when I've had the opportunity to work with you and Joe at WIP. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking to you again this season. Take care, John, and happy, happy birthday.
Ah, the Denny. You got a Hall of Famer there on your side, Ray Didinger.
That's awesome.
All right.
And what a song. Jimmy.
Well, woo. So
Jimmy Seltzer really doing a nice job.
Yeah, he's always the ones and twos, the threes and fours. All right, Rhea, can you go back to what you just stated in the sports update? Who reported that? And then let's discuss that.
So Jeff McClain tweeted, so you know, Devin White was out and we were talking about, you know, who would replace him and whatnot. And so McClain reported that even before the Devin White injury, according to NFL sources, he was told that N'Kobe Dean was slated to be the Eagles' starting Mike linebacker even before, and it's unclear what role the Eagles had for White, if any, on defense.
Yeah, so what we don't know is, would Devin White have started or Zach Bond have started?
Well, the implication there, it's unclear if we know what White would have had a role on defense. It's implied that Dean and Bond were going to be the starters, I think.
Well,
that's the way I hear that.
Well, I mean, it's implied that it might have been the case, but it's implied that he might have been the starter.
Just said basically, also said Dean beat White out.
It's it says Dean beat White out and drink him, and then it says,
James, start over. What does it say, James? Say
it. Okay, it says N'Kobe Dean was slated to be the Eagles starting Mike linebacker before the team listed Devin White on the injury report on Tuesday. NFL sources said Dean beat White out in training camp.
Yep.
It's unclear what role the Eagles had for White, if any, on defense. Wow. Nevertheless, he wasn't on the plane. The team departed for Brazil this morning. So, like, wow. That implies that Bond and Dean would have been the start. That's the implication.
I'll say it sounds more likely that that's correct. Yes,
it absolutely sounds to me like Bond and Dean were going to be the starters. We did not know this. We didn't realize that coming out of camp, the Eagles had awarded the starting job, the green dot, to N'Kobe Dean. I thought it was Devin White. It's possible.
Well, we all thought it was Devin White.
It's possible that Devin White, you know, this injury has something to do with not having.
They said before the injury that hit N'Kobe.
Yeah.
That's what McClain is.
Listen,
I'm saying what we saw last year with Devin White was his contract dispute absolutely impacted his play,
performance. So did his age.
No, it didn't.
It did.
He was 25 last year.
But it's the wear and tear on his body. John, the guy was a stud.
He lost the starting job. It doesn't mean that it's because the wear and tear on his body took a toll. It means maybe he didn't play well because his head was in the clouds because he had a contract
dispute. Well, how did he lose to N'Kobe Dean and Zach freaking Bond
this camp? Because N'Kobe Dean had an awesome camp.
And Zach Bond? And Zach Bond did?
Zach Bond had an awesome camp, too.
John, tell me.
N'Kobe Dean was running over running backs. Every time I watched him, every time I saw a huge hit out there at camp while we were there. Every time I heard the crack of pads, I looked up and it's number 17 doing that. That was special.
No, I'm glad N'Kobe did well, and that's great. Here's my thing. There is no way that Devin White hasn't declined from the player he was 4 years ago.
Okay.
Because if he hadn't declined,
that's 100%.
He would never get beat out by Zach Bond. Period.
He was playing a different position than Zach Bond.
You just put your best players out there and you make it work. I mean, if
no,
Devin,
you don't.
John,
it,
Devin White
Zach
4 years ago, are you kidding me?
He was playing Will linebacker. Devin White was playing Mike linebacker.
Well, if, okay,
I can tell you, having played Mike linebacker in college, it's very different than playing Will linebacker. Junior Seau played Will linebacker.
Yeah, look, let me say this also. N'Kobe Dean, while improved, is not a first-team All-Pro. That's what Devin White was 4 years ago. The guy's declined.
I have an alternative theory here.
Go ahead.
Just, again, my theory.
Sure.
He knew he wasn't going to start on Sunday or Friday and said, why am I getting on a 10-hour flight to Brazil?
Well, listen.
That's part of what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it has something to do with him not being able to play in this game. The fact that he was beaten out, we didn't know. He was beaten
out. Well, then throw in the towel on the guy.
Yeah, then he's done as an Eagle.
Then he's done as an Eagle.
Let's
just
hope that's not it.
Exactly. I think
guys, he's on that leadership council with Hurts.
If that's part of this.
Look, he's on that text.
Is he on that leadership council?
Well, he's
Do we know that?
Just a text thread. It's not a leadership council. It's three guys who started a text thread.
Fine, but it's based on we are the leaders of the football team. I mean, it's been stated.
Devin White said, I want to do this with you guys. That doesn't mean that he's automatically a leader of the football team, you know?
Well, it doesn't mean he automatically
is. It means that he
wants,
like he said, it was his thing where he's like, with AJ, I want to do this thing. So, like, sure, what are they going to say, no? Like, maybe they didn't want, I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Who are the captains of the defense?
They announced the captain.
I know they did.
Slay is one of them.
Okay. Be fascinating
PG,
to know
I believe,
if Devin White is.
Oh, he's not. Hold on. I'll pull up the cap.
Okay. All right. We'll deal with that. We'll deal with that. All right. Let's go to the phones. There's an awful lot going on here. Don right now in Old City. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up,
doing
buddy?
Well, Don.
A question first. Yes, no question. The kids are going back to school in the Philly sports. Is this not the best time of the year?
Oh, it's just phenomenal.
Well, I think October specifically. When you have the Phillies in the playoffs, and if you have a good Eagle season, I think that month is the best.
I think today was pretty special, though. Like, the way it felt, the air felt different today.
Yeah.
And this time of year, like, when you start getting the crispness in it, and you see the leaves start to change in the fall and the football, it really does feel awesome.
Especially because Phillies playoffs can kind of mute the Eagles thing a bit, whereas September, it's the excitement for Eagles season and the stretch run. I actually think I prefer September.
So are the Sixers and Flyers ever going to be good in June again at the same time? Like, because you got to admit, that would theoretically trump them all if they're both going for a title at the same week.
Theoretically.
Right? I mean, same week. Let's go get two championships in Philadelphia in 1 week.
Yeah, that would be a thing.
I mean, that's what New York had with the freaking Rangers and the Knicks in 94, 1-1, one loss, but it was within days of each other anyway. All right, Don, I'm kind of getting annoyed here. Now I'm thinking of the Sixers and Flyers, and they haven't done enough for us.
Don was trying to say what a lovely day and time.
No, I was just trying to say this is the best time of year.
It's for a great time.
All sports.
It is.
Anyway,
it is. I love it.
I wanted to chime in on the whole thing with the plane in Brazil.
Yep.
And, you know, if what they should have did. I should have said, you know, opportunity for balls off of them and come home. And that's it. You know,
well, look, it's hopefully a go take care of business, come home with a W. Don, give me an answer. An old person character. Who's a great one?
Dwayne Tuttleberry, Tim Conway's character. The Carol Burnett Show.
You got it, my man. Don, appreciate that phone call. 215-592-9494. Let's do what we do.
You want the Eagles captains real quick?
Eagles captains,
yeah. Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, Brandon Graham, Jordan Mailata, Jake Elliott, A.J. Brown, and Darius Slay.
So no Devin White? Okay.
No Devin White.
All right, let's do what
Brandon
we do.
Brandon Graham and Slay are the only two defensive captains.
The old heads.
Yeah.
The oldest of the old heads.
Yeah.
Let's do what we do every day at this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
John Ritchie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is officially Schweptember.
I hope I'm getting this right. So now is it Schweptember?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Schweptember.
Schweptember. Three Schwar bombs.
Boy, is Schweptember looking money.
Kyle Schwarber will be the leadoff hitter for the Philadelphia Phillies until 2054.
Schwarber!
You know what?
It's absolutely Schweptember.
Oh, like, Schweptember, all right.
Absolutely. Exactly.
So what is October? Because that matters most. What is it?
I guess Schwoctober.
Schwoctober.
Of course.
And for the two or three games that could be played.
Schwovember.
Schwovember flat flows. Schwovember is good.
Very okay. Straightforward, guys. Okay. Bang. He really bought into the Schweptember, though.
I like that.
This is unbelievable.
That's good.
Out the gate.
That's good.
John Ritchie, 50 years old. 50. Hey, it's always great working with you. I love your knowledge, your insight, and your just great personality. So happy 50th. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the year. And God bless you.
How about that? Mr. Ben Davis. Mr. Ben Davis checking in.
My man, John Ritchie, 50 years old. Holy smokes. You are in my range now. Anyway, I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. May your next 50 be as wonderful as your first 50. It's been a pleasure of mine to be one of your colleagues and sharing the same alma mater. You know, we have this special bond. Have a great day.
This is so nice, guys. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Richie. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you and be able to call you a friend over the last couple years on the morning show. Big 5-0, what a massive deal. You've made it so far. Enjoy your day and celebrate. Be happy.
I like to be happy.
You've made it so far. Thank you.
I like to be happy.
I will do that.
John, happy birthday. Happy 50th. Enjoy all the Icy Pops you want while you're sleepwalking through your house. John, love you. Happy birthday, buddy.
That's messed up, man. Hey. He's taunting me with that because I don't buy him anymore and it hurts.
How come I'm the oldest one? But you look older than me. Happy 50th birthday, John. Many, many more, man.
Man, do I really?
Well, you did when you had the Willie Nelson thing. You're about 6 years younger looking since you cut your hair.
Okay.
So you're heading the right
100%.
Direction.
100%.
Right?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
But
hold on, though. Hugh, he does believe he looks younger than I do.
Well, you both got
some
grace.
Do you agree?
I'll notice when I see both of you guys in the next couple of minutes. I would say it's very close.
We're close. I think we're close to
To my favorite Michigan Wolverine. I don't really count the Stanford thing because, like, you're a better Wolverine than Brady. Happy 50th birthday. I will say the new look, you're looking prime. I would say your 50s are going to be better than your 40s. Happy 50th.
Wow, hold on. That's interesting. Is he?
It's first and goal, Michigan at the Ohio State 1. Wheatley is back in. Give it to the fullback, Ritchie. Touchdown, Michigan.
So, John, are you a better Wolverine than Brady? He got backup role multiple times.
Are you kidding?
He got Drew Henson.
Not the first time Brady's been second to John.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Look at that. I know exactly what you're saying. The sloppies.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you. Love you, John.
Oh, that's great.
Happy 50th.
Ava Graham.
Thank you, Ava.
Ava Graham. And look at this.
Look at this, Ava
look at
Graham.
This. How about this? Ava walking in with a cake right now.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Look at that. Got a cake. Got the candles. We got all sorts of decorations.
Balloons.
In here. This is the whole thing. Richie's putting his germs all over the cake, but that's okay. That's the tradition in America.
Oh, cupcakes, too.
Well done. Well done. And let me say this, Sean.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Much. And let me say this, Sean. You don't know this, but Ava. And Mike Angelina, particularly instrumental. Ava and Angelina getting all the
Mike,
calls.
Shout out.
From all the celebrities.
Thank you so much.
So phenomenal, phenomenal job by those guys.
And Mike, thank you.
And with that, time's yours on John's 50th birthday. Uh-huh. Nowhere to go, but I was going to say
where?
Downhill.
But where up?
But
what are you saying,
nowhere
man?
Nowhere to go but to heaven someday.
Oh, man.
And with that, time's yours.
That's awful.
No, that's a good thing.
That was about the worst.
Nowhere to go but heaven
someday. The worst thing you could have said.
No,
nowhere to go but you're going to die.
Didn't say,
yeah, don't
I didn't
forget.
Say hell. I didn't say hell. I didn't say hell.
What? I would hope not.
Well, all right. I mean,
you could say something that doesn't have to do with death.
All right.
Nowhere to go but you're going to die.
All right. Nowhere to go
don't
but.
If you remember anything today, remember you're going to die.
Well,
all right?
That's a given.
It's okay.
Nowhere to go but double championship.
It is true.
In the next 7 months.
There you go.
That's what I like.
And
to
with
hear.
That,
I believe that.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Yeah, seriously, phenomenal job by Ava and Mike Angelina. They do so much great work behind the scenes here at WIP, and we really appreciate how
absolutely.
They played an instrumental in making this a special day for John. All the celebrity, and we want to thank all the celebs that called in. Because, you know, that they took time out to do that. All right, let's get to Zach in Royersford. Zach, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning. Happy birthday.
What's up, Zach? Thanks, man.
Of course, man. I just wanted to comment on the whole Devin White thing. You know, I never really projected him to be much of a contributor other than, like, on third downs and important situations when we get to the playoffs, just basically based off of his health injury. His history just isn't start worthy, where I believe that he was going to start every down anyway. So getting a guy like N'Kobe Dean in there, and then like some of the younger corners, I think they were saying Isaiah Rodgers might be down or whatever. I think that's a good thing because like this is the year where we have depth in those positions, and like the younger guys need time to develop. So I'm all for these younger guys, especially in like the first coming weeks.
Well, if they can play. So Zach, I agree with you to an extent. I mean, it's exciting on the N'Kobe front, but you know, it's like I kind of thought, look, I didn't think they were getting a stud linebacker at this point in Devin White, but I did think they were getting, I thought he would be their best starter, particularly when you go back a month and a half ago when almost nobody believed in N'Kobe Dean. And for Axeman Jr., it was, let's just hope he can make the team. Now, those guys exceeded expectations. It's a weird one because, you know, you got two young guys coming up. You got Devin White, who's not old, but he's, I guess, going down a bit.
Yeah, I have faith in the younger guys. You know, I think Devin White's leadership, especially when it comes playoff time. So like that's
yeah, but if you're not starting, it's
we
hard
don't
to
know what's going to go on with that, Zach.
No, we don't.
Right, we know right. That there it got touchy last year in Tampa with this player. Now we don't know how he's going to deal with being demoted potentially.
All right, Zach, I need to move fast here. Give me a great answer. Yes, we're turning to old person character. Who do you got? He's got nobody. All right, let's get one more. Jonah, give me an old person character.
Maury Schwartz, Tuesdays with Maury.
All right, you got it, Jonah. All right, we got to come
big
up
one.
Winning answer here.
I feel like Richie should pick today.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
John, you're probably choosing between Livia Soprano, Scrooge, Fred Sanford, and Mickey from Rocky.
Oh, I guess Mickey wins.
I think that's the wrong one, but it's a great one.
Well, who do you think wins?
I would pick Scrooge.
Well, I thought Scrooge
it's
was
his
also
birthday.
Great
he gets to pick.
You pick it, Josh.
I think Scrooge is awesome, but I hate Scrooge, so I don't really want to pick him today. I think Mickey deserves it.
Well, what are we waiting for? That.
That's right.
Let's give him props.
JB, you've won the concert tickets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.